and we're on Jazz Street with Manuel Valera. Manuel, welcome back to Rochester.
Oh, thank you, Derek. It's great to be back. This is like my 7th or 8th time or something like that. It's always a pleasure to be here.
So what does it mean to play here in Rochester at this festival?
Well, it's always the audiences are always amazing, and you know, it's just an excellent opportunity for me to play my music and, you know, just get some people out to hear some new stuff. It's always like the environment is always so good here. It's one of my favorite festivals in the United States for sure.
Manuel, you've been in America for how many years now?
It's going to be 30 years this December, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, I was thinking that. So if we've known each other almost 25 years. So give us an idea, what was it like for you growing up in Cuba during your time as a kid?
Well, it was, you know, the 80s and early 90s. You know, childhood-wise, it was good. You know, lots of friends, sports. From an early age, I was in the conservatory. So for me, my childhood and my grown-up life is kind of like an extension. You know, because whenever I talk to my American friends, a lot of the times they tell me that music started for them as a hobby. Right? That's a common thing in the United States. You know, you like the guitar or whatever, you like the drums, you start playing drums, and then you get more serious with it. But for me, I never had that. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but for me, like, since 9 years old, they were like, you're going to be a musician, and that's what happened. And it just happened that I actually really love it. And even though I had my times in my life, especially in like early teenage years where I didn't like music too much, but it all came back to me around 1996 when I moved to Hollywood, Florida with my grandparents. And a funny story is like I went to the library and I got this record, Clifford Brown and Max Roach, where they play Joy Spring and all this other great Sandu. It's the one with the red cover, and that record kind of changed my life. And I decided that this is what I wanted to do, and here I am.
Speaking with Manuel Valera. Manuel, so give us an idea of the show you're going to do tonight, because last night was solo, now you have your band. So talk about the difference of playing solo and with your group.
I mean, it's a lot different. There are different restrictions on both settings that hopefully made me rise above them. And when I'm playing solo, I basically have to stay, you know, step away from me, stay out of the way of my own thoughts and, you know, insecurities like all artists have. You know, like it's also a very personal, it's like it is a one-man show. So, you know, it's a interesting insight into my playing and what I like and how I navigate, you know, certain musical struggles or difficulties or whatever. And with the trio, it's a different vibe altogether. It's a much more, I don't want to say upbeat, because it's not really, that wouldn't be the right word, but it's a lot more of a community type situation. And it's actually a lot easier for me to play trio than it is to play solo, especially with these two amazing young musicians that I'm playing with. They are some of my favorite younger cats around. On drums, I have Jimmy McBride, who I have recorded on a bunch of records as Simon with him, but he also played on a bunch of my recent records. And I also have the great young bass player from New Zealand by the name of Hamish Smith, who you'll be hearing a lot from. He's actually a really incredible bass player. So these guys kind of push me. I push them. It's all fun.
We get to check it out later on tonight. Manuel, thank you so much for coming down today and hanging out with us. And thank you so much for all the music that you continue to present and perform.
Of course, Derek. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a blast.